Hollywood hopes you'll see a movie while you're out doing Christmas shopping. Over the next 2 weeks, nearly 20 major motion pictures will be opening in theaters across the country. Kenneth Turan is a Los Angeles Times film critic. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why so many movies at Christmas time?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, it's a time when families get together. They want, they hope that it's a time when they'll kind of get bored with each other and want to get to the theaters. But there are also interior, like show business reasons as well. There's a feeling that Oscar voters, voters for critics groups, that these people have very short memories. That if a film doesn't come out a week before you vote, no one's going to remember it. And the other thing is, this is kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes a status thing to have your film out in December. It becomes a prestige item. You know that the studio or the distribution company values your work. You can brag about it if it comes out in December. So everyone wants to be out in December.
Yeah, but doesn't a good movie get lost in the crowd?
Oh, it happens all the time. It's really, you know, it's just like lemmings jumping off a cliff. Why do lemmings keep jumping? I mean, you know, if we could solve that problem, Bob, we'd all be a lot happier.
If you spread them out a little more, it might get more attention.
Don't convince me, Bob. I'm on your side.
So which ones are out first?
The first ones out are Vanilla Sky is the first big one out, which is stars a Tom Cruise. It's directed by Cameron Crowe. It's actually, it's an odd film. It's a remake of a very successful Spanish language film called Abre los Ojos, Open Your Eyes, which is a really creepy, chilly, futuristic thriller.
You've been charged with murder. 4 weeks. The judge will determine your fate, so you will talk to me.
There is no murder. There is no murder!
Cameron Crowe, if you remember, made Almost Famous, made Jerry Maguire. He's not the kind of person to be making creepy futuristic thrillers, and the film just doesn't quite come together.
And next week?
Next week is a more interesting week because it's got Lord of the Rings, which is a very exciting film. But it's also got a whole variety of other films. It's got The Majestic starring Jim Carrey. It's got Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. It's got Meg Ryan and Kate and Leopold. It's got all kinds of stuff.
What kind of movie gets released this time of year?
Well, it's the movies with people who have clout. It's the movies with the biggest stars. We're going to get Will Smith and Ali the following week. We're going to get Kevin Spacey in the Shipping News. And with powerful directors, powerful in terms of clout within the business. It's films where people who have really influence can push the studios to let their movies out now.
How do the smaller movies do during the Christmas season?
Well, they get trampled, the kind of like, you know, the bulls at Pamplona, which is kind of, or the people running from the bulls at Pamplona, to be more accurate. There are a couple of small ones that I think are worth mentioning that otherwise will get trampled. There's a film called No Man's Land. It's a Bosnian film. It's a kind of a black comedy set during the war. It was very successful. It won the Best Screenplay Award at Cannes. It's a wonderful little film, but again, might get lost. There's a film called Iris, which is about Iris Murdoch. It stars both Kate Winslet and Judi Dench as Iris Murdoch in different times in her life.
Education doesn't make you happy, and nor does freedom. We don't become happy just because we're free, if we are, or because we've been educated, if we have, but because education may be the means by which we realize we are happy. It opens our eyes, our ears, tells us where delights are lurking, convinces us that there is only one freedom of any importance whatsoever, that of the mind.
It's a wonderful little film, but again, it might get lost in the shuffle.
And Christmas week?
Well, Christmas week, as I said, we have Ali, we have Black Hawk Down, we have The Shipping News, we have a really interesting new film from Robert Altman called Gosford Park. This is an upstairs-downstairs type story. It's set in a huge country house in Britain in 1932. A shooting party is scheduled for the weekend, but also a murder takes place.
Mr. Weissman, yes. Tell us about the film we're going to make.
It's a detective story. Murder in the middle of the night, a lot of guests for the weekend, everyone's a suspect.
And who turns out to have done it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. It would spoil it for you.
Oh, but none of us will see it.
This is a film with a huge cast, a lot of the top British actors, Helen Mirren, Maggie Smith, Alan Bates, and there's even more that I can't even remember. Everything is shoehorned into this tiny period.
But you're supposed to remember. That's why they release it late in the season.
I know, but it's an ego thing, Bob. Everyone thinks their film is the only film and that all the other films are dross and that my film will rise to the top. My film is the peak film that everyone will remember. Well, everyone can't be right, and a lot of these films are just going to disappear.
Well, you talked about a creepy movie. Who releases a creepy movie at this time? This is a feel-good time of year.
Well, when you have a creepy movie with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz, the Cruises, together, I think they feel that they can surmount the creepiness factor. It is a feel-good time of the year, but they're hoping maybe people are tired of feeling good and will want to feel creepy.
What's coming out that you like?
What's coming out that I like? Well, I liked Lord of the Rings, actually. I thought they did this first part is called Fellowship of the Ring, and I thought they did a very nice job with that. And again, the smaller films I like. There's an Australian film called Lantana, which won 7 Australian Academy Awards, including all 4 acting Australian Oscars, which has never happened before in like the 39-year history of the Australian Oscars. It's a 2-part film. It's kind of both a murder mystery and a dissection of relationships, of marriages in trouble. And it's fascinating to see those two things in the same film. But the biggest star in the film is Barbara Hershey, Anthony LaPaglia, Jeffrey Rush. These are not Tom Cruise-type stars, so this film really might, again, get lost in the shuffle.
Somebody better like Lord of the Rings for all the investment behind it.
I think people will like it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Kenneth Duran is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.